When a talented bead artist adds a paintbrush and a blank canvas into her creative range, amazing things can happen. This week I'm talking to Leah Yellowbird, a painter from Grand Rapids, Minnesota.
I painted as a teen. I painted into my early 20s, and I wasn't getting the results I wanted from myself. Not anybody else's opinion, just my own on my own work. And so I abandoned the idea of being a painter.
Leah graduated from high school in International Falls, but like many, made a wide circle into the world and eventually returned to northern Minnesota and back to her painting.
And I had a life change, that's what I call it. I went from a marriage to being single, and my mother was my father had just passed, and so I said, let's go away for the winter. We'll find a place, we'll go away for the winter, we'll share expenses. And so she was game for it, and so was I. So the first winter we went away, I packed up all my beads and I took all my stuff, and I found that I didn't really do a lot of beading. I was kayaking, I was doing all kinds of things. And so then the next winter, we packed up all of our stuff again, and this time I didn't pack up my beads.
Oh.
This time I just packed one canvas.
Leah is Ojibwe, Algonquin, and Métis, and her beadwork is in the woodland style. During this transitional time of life, she decided to try and bring the quality of her beadwork onto the blank canvas, using thousands of tiny dots, linking one to another to create the images.
And we got where we were, and I commandeered the kitchen table, and you're in a small little trailer, you know. And so I took over the whole entire living room with this kitchen table and rolled out this canvas. And I told her, we don't have a kitchen table. We don't have a living room. And she was okay with that. And I decided I was going to paint and make it look like beads. And so I started in the center of the canvas and painted for the 4 months I was there. Rolled the canvas up when we came home. And when we came home, I took it back out and I finished it. So it took about 6 months for me to finish the first canvas.
It was just 3.5 years ago that Leah completed her first canvas.
So it just seemed to start working. And McCrossy has a juried show here in town. I didn't even know what a juried show was. And I didn't think anybody would be interested in my point of view. But my boyfriend was... tried to be very encouraging, and so I put the pictures in, and I won the show. I won the People's Choice. So then I thought, well, okay, maybe this is where I need to go.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild, and this week I'm talking to Leah Yellowbird, a painter and bead artist from Grand Rapids. A lot has happened since that first show. Leah now occupies a loft studio on the third floor of the old school in Grand Rapids. She spends long days meticulously following the dotted line, so to speak, that makes up the images that bloom and grow across her canvases. She uses acrylic paint to capture the vibrant colors of the Ojibwe and the woodland style.
I work on several pieces at the same time, so when something's drying, I can work on something else. I ran my arm through too much wet paint to work on one piece at a time. This is so intricate that you can work all day on a 3x3 spot.
I met with Leah in her loft, where she showed me her most recent completed piece. It's called Marilyn's Quilt, in honor of a beloved auntie. The canvas is 5 foot square, a quilt entirely made up of millions of tiny, carefully placed dots in the pointillist style.
Yes, that was a difficult process. I try to put the white in first. I try to outline everything. My auntie outlined everything in white beads. I remember doing some beadwork and showing her, and her saying, "Where are the white beads? How come you didn't outline this in white beads?" So everything I have beaded from that moment on in my life has been outlined in white beads.
The quilt is beautiful, but I'm particularly taken by a smaller canvas of a wolf who is howling, and only flowers come out of his mouth.
He's howling in Anishinaabe language. The Anishinaabe people, we feel that we are part. We have a connection to the wolves. So he's in the dark, and it's in the evening. That's the darkness around him, and you can see his breath, like it was chilly outside. And when he's howling, he's howling to his brothers and sisters, furred and non-furred, you know. So he's speaking in Anishinaabe, and so the traditional Ojibwe style of floral is emanating from his mouth. So those are his words, but in the Anishinaabe language. And you can touch it, and you can feel it almost like you can feel your breath outside when the first time in the fall when it's so cold that you can see it, you know? Because that's something we say all the time, right? When it starts to get cold, I saw my breath.
I run my hand over the painting and feel the thousands of tiny points beneath my fingertips, like a beautiful braille.
So I seal everything. I spray all my paintings because I think when you can't touch something, there's something that's missing in the sense of it.
Normally, I dislike the question, where do you get your ideas, when talking to artists? But in Leah's case, I didn't have to ask.
And I have about 2 years of stuff in my head. I'll have a dream about something. It's completely painted. It's done. I wake up, it's done. All I have to do is just put it on canvas, so I don't even need to draw it or anything. It's the colors are already there. Everything is already chosen for me. So the elders, the creator, whoever, they're giving it to me, and they're giving me the pieces, and they're, you know, completely done.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.